Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The world financial situation is key to the end time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. That's the headline. R.C. Morrow, a new broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today, comes to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The stock market has lost about 2,000 points. Explain it to a layman how that does take place.
Mostly what we're seeing, especially this past week, is uncertainty and fear. And those are two things the market always reacts rather violently to. This stock market has seen three 1,000-point drops in the past few days. So there's definitely people on edge.
What about the coronavirus? What part is it playing in this economic situation, not only here in America, but actually across the world?
There are several market analysts that I follow that are starting to think that there's more than just a virus going on here. And one particular analyst who said that he believed that the market is looking at a 50% chance of the socialist coming into the Democratic nomination, which is causing a lot of fear on top of the virus.
And what about China's economic power? Since they're the major supply line, is that going to have an effect on the economies of the world?
It will. You know, China is a major manufacturer of everything from clothing to microchips, prescription drugs. A disruption in that supply chain will cause corporate earnings to drop, that future earnings will be affected. You know, the big thing to watch here is the Federal Reserve. Another thing to watch is that the stock market often prices in worst-case scenarios, and at some point will be oversold, and rallies can happen at a time and often when people least expect them. Most important thing, Jimmy, is that a diversified, balanced portfolio made up of quality stocks, bonds, and alternative investments will protect investors. You know, I'd like to borrow from the Book of Esther and say, for such a time as this.
That's R.C. Murrow, a new broadcast partner for us here on Prophecy Today, with details on how the world's economic situation is key to the understanding of God's plan for the future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. R.C. said that the falls in the U.S. stock market are driven by fear. And then he also mentioned that the fear may be of the coronavirus. That may well be the case, but remember that though the coronavirus is dangerous, we've had over 50,000 deaths here in America due to the flu this last year. I actually believe that the financial situation in this world today is a precursor to the prophetic truth of the appearance of Antichrist, who will lead a one-world economic, political, governmental system in Babylon. And I mean literal Babylon. That's foretold in Revelation chapter 18, and it will come to pass. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...